following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Colin Cowherd. We develop trust in the people we know. But you don't really know somebody when you can't see them. That can be a tough hurdle in business with employees and clients around the country or around the globe. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. A simple online meeting service with group HD video helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for your success. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. You build trust, confidence, makes meetings more personal, and in my opinion, more effective. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. We develop trust in the people we know. You need to see them.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, Facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. A busy, busy Friday, and as you've heard, breaking news, and for the fans of horse racing in the Tri-Cities and throughout the world, what a bummer. All Have Another is out of the Belmont, which will air tomorrow here on ESPN Radio, and that immediately just takes that off the map. We can talk Celtics and Heat. We can talk Stanley Cup, and there are a ton of All-Star games going on this weekend. The College World Series field will be determined over the weekend. The Super Regionals just getting underway with that first game, LSU taking on Stony Brook. Yeah! Of course, we had Ben Love on yesterday from TigerRag.com. Today, Gino Bacola still scheduled to join us on the program, but with this breaking news on TVG, we'll have to keep that up in the air. Tom Dienhart from the Big Ten Network is going to join us, and Jason Fink, a Ralston coach and coaching in the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, will join us on the program today as well. Daddy, devastating news, though, when it comes to this. Everybody was saying, I'll have another. Then all of a sudden, of course, Janine Edwards coming on saying, oh, it just didn't look right. Just wasn't sure. Well, come on, Janine Edwards. You didn't say that all week long. All right. Now he pulls out and you're saying, oh, yeah, I just didn't look right. I mean, I love her. She does a great job. But this is always what happens. You know, something. Oh, yeah, I could have told you that. Well, no, you didn't tell me that. So, but it is bad, bad break. And Gino Bacola is going to join us here momentarily from the TVG network here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about this. And, of course, Gino, good friends with trainer Doug O'Neill. So there you go. That's what's going on. And we'll talk about everything else that's going on in the world of sports as well here on ESPN Radio, the Doug and Daddy Show. But bad deal, Daddy.
That's a terrible deal. And no one's more disappointed than NBC and the advertisers and all that was going on with it. And what was going on there? That's the sick part, and that's the devastating part. That's what's everybody has been talking about. Even when you're not a horse race fan, people were starting to say, "Can he do it? Can he do it?" All week long. And I think you're dead on with Janine Edwards. Something wasn't right. That's fine. You know, if you're going to report that Wednesday, that's great. But you can't wait till there's a press conference now. you're dead on that. But Gino Bacola, who flew from the studios and TVG all the way across the nation to New York for the Belmont, has to be stunned. And I will see here shortly if he knew anything about this.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Right now we go live to Belmont. Gino Bucola is set to join us. Gino, how are you this morning? I'm sorry to hear the news.
Yeah, not doing very well, guys. A sad day for horse racing here. They had said this morning I'll have another winner of the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness galloped this morning. Everything looked great, even as about an hour ago, still all smiles at the barn, everything looking good. It was, to be honest, it was the kind of the uncomfortability of that new barn he had to go to, the detention barn. He never really seemed comfortable all week. Not necessarily like there was anything going wrong, but he didn't really kind of relish the surroundings that he was in, and this morning when on the way back heading in, he was unruly, kicked the wall and a bucket in there that sometimes that they use for the food and the and I to be completely honest, this is a little speculation, but I don't think he's ever going to run again. We've talked about a lot of stuff over the last month that's gone on with Doug O'Neill and kind of the negative light. Everyone was talking about the CHRB rulings and then Doug's passed with, positive tests for horses and this and that. And I just don't think that this horse will ever step foot on the track again because of that reason. There were so many negatives going on that if Doug were to run this horse again and something bad were to happen and the horse were to take a bad step, break down, something weird, it would be the worst, most negative public outcry that you could possibly hear.
Gino, have you been able to hear exactly what the injury was?
It's a tendon injury, which is, in horse racing is pretty severe. We see these 1,000-pound animals that their legs look about as big as a toothpick, and it's always just you kind of scratch your head. Even if you know the biology of the animals, you just say this doesn't seem right, huh? This horse is running so hard, and they're just the littlest support system, and that's the thing. It's so funny. You take one goofy step and one bad step. What's frustrating as a fan, as a fan of horse racing, and someone that even that works for the TVG network, is we know just like anything, freak accidents happen. There's no one to say that if they didn't have to put a detention barn in and the horse was just coming back to his normal barn, this absolutely could have happened too. But it leads for all the speculation now. Now everyone's going to come out and say there's going to be a whole big mess of rumors and ugly things that are coming out, positives and negatives. You're going to have people saying, oh, was this horse healthy? Was this horse clean? You know, was something going on the whole time? And then you're going to have people from the other side saying, well, maybe if there wasn't so much negative against Doug, maybe he would have given this horse more of a shot. Even if the horse, you're just going to have a lot of negatives back and forth all over the place. I will say this, we all applaud Doug because he's doing the right thing for the horse, and that's all you can ask the owner, trainer, anyone. If he doesn't feel the horse is right, he says, you know what, no go.
Gino, if the horse, I guess when this happens this morning, Doug O'Neill's put in a position, but to go back to the first two races, they've tested this horse how many times for whatever they're looking for?
That's what's frustrating. You heard, I'm a West Coast guy. You've on your show that's heard me a few times. You guys know I support the West Coast as much as I can. And a lot of the time being on the West Coast, I feel like there's an East Coast bias with the sports. They don't even stay up sometimes to watch our teams finish our games, and then they're talking about how their teams are better. So I scratch my head and say, you didn't even watch the Laker game play. You didn't even watch the end of the Kings game. Who are they going to be the Stanley Cup champs now? But anyways, we'll talk about that for another day. Mike Matz, who is the trainer of Barbara, he's a Midwest guy. So he's a perfect guy to kind of ask about what he felt about this. He's a trainer of Union Rags, and he called last week, talked to Belmont, told them he was planning on shipping in on Wednesday or Thursday. They said, yeah, no problem. Sure, whenever you ship in whenever you want, no problem, ready to rock. He was then told by a reporter a few days later that the NYRA has now decided to do a detention barn for all the horses. They never even called the trainer of one of the horses that, not even one of the horses, probably your second or third choice in the race, a horse that was the second choice in the Kentucky Derby, Union Rags, a very high-profile horse. They didn't call, the NYRA officials didn't call his trainer to let him know that they were going to be doing a detention barn. He was quoted as saying, "Really? Are they making this stuff up as they go along?" This is a Midwest guy who has no ties to Doug O'Neill, who has no ties to anything to do with All Have Another, and he was frustrated with the kind of dog and pony show that was really starting to happen over the last week. It was, to be honest, I sound frustrated a little bit because I have a good relationship with Doug, and he's a good friend of mine, but it really seems like some of the people kind of got what they wanted. It seems like so there was a good amount of people that didn't want Doug and this horse to succeed, and in a weird way, they kind of got what they wanted.
We've got just another minute left here with Gino Bucola as he gets ready for the news conference. It's going to be going on at Belmont Park. Gino from the TVG Network. Of course, if you're just joining us, All Have Another within the last 30 minutes is out of the Belmont going for the Triple Crown. Let's take a look at what that means for the race, Gino. Obviously, interest goes from a peak to a bottom. There'll still be 11 horses in this field. Dullahan and Union Rags were the next choices. How much does this taking out the favorite change it, and who now is the favorite in your mind?
To be honest, I think that Union Rags still is going to get the bulk of the action because there's always just kind of been this aura about that horse. He's never quite lived up to his talent and his hype, and it's now or never time for Union Rags today. If he shows up today and he gets in some trouble and he has kind of another excuse, then he's just not as good of a horse as we thought. The horse I'm interested in is Painter. Painter is the horse that is trained by Bob Baffert, owned by Mr. Zayat and Zayat Stables. That's the owner and the trainer, and he's ridden by Mike Smith, owner, trainer, rider of the horse named Bodemeister, who finished second in both the Preakness and the Derby. Now with All Have Another out, this is another speed horse for Bob Baffert. He's going to go to the front. If the two major contenders, which are going to be Union Rags and Dual Hand, if they're too far back, Painter could steal it on the front end. I think he takes advantage without All Have Another, and I think he takes the field gate to wire.
Gino, this just the action. Doug said, who's the action going to go on? How much action will be absolutely killed? I mean, you're getting – when you went from 100% of the action to now you're going to have X amount of those dollars, what's the percentage that will kill it?
It is – well, they're reporting over 120,000 tomorrow in attendance. That's the funny thing. I had a lot of people just tweet me or – send me a message on Facebook or social media. I'm blowing up all over. People are asking what's going on and this and that. And it's just people said, "Am I going to get a refund for? Am I going to get a refund for my plane ticket? Am I going to get a refund for my Belmont ticket that I bought?" Which the tickets were $450, and I believe in most places just to buy an admission ticket. It was unbelievable. And now the whole, to be honest, it just is deflating is the only word that you can say. It literally feels like the air has been completely taken out, and it is a tough pill to swallow right now. It really is.
Well, Gino, I know you're busy. We'll let you get moving on. We appreciate you getting us on the Doug and Daddy Show here today on ESPN Radio. Hopefully it'll be a good race tomorrow, but they won't be talking about the 11 horses in the field all day. From here until the winner crosses the line tomorrow, they're going to be talking about All Have Another.
You're absolutely right, guys. Appreciate you giving me a call. I just wanted to reiterate one more time. This, again, you know, with all the speculation the last couple of days, when it came down to it, the guy who was said to not be doing good things for the horses is a guy who's doing the best thing for the horse, and that's scratching a horse in the most high-profile race that there possibly could be. So just applaud Doug O'Neill for that. He did a great job.
Gino, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Gino Bucola, TVG Network, TVG.com. You can follow all that's going on with the latest here in the Belmont with All Have Another being scratched. And Doug O'Neill is having a press conference at 12 noon. Now, I don't know if they're going to carry that here on ESPN Radio after the show. ESPN television is packed today because you've got the College World Series Super Regionals on, LSU and Stony Brook on ESPN2. You've got soccer going on the ESPN network. And one of these days when we get a little more time, I'm going to talk about that too. Not just how it affects the College World Series, but you know what? I know there's a lot of soccer fans out there, Daddy, I live in the United States of America. I want to watch baseball. I want to watch horse racing. I want to watch the NBA Finals. All right? You can put your soccer on ES. I mean, there's a billion channels. You can put it somewhere else. I mean, that's just me. That's not a shot. Maybe it is a shot at soccer. I don't want to watch. I want to watch something else. I don't need to watch 36 matches of soccer over the next month. This isn't the World Cup, and I'm not European.
No, you're right. That's not what people in America watch.
We're all angry right now.
Well, I'm frustrated, angry. There you go. It just sucks. The whole weekend, people that aren't horse racing fans, think he's going to win? Think he's got a shot? They're starting to – if you get him to win tomorrow, I'll be interested. You know, there's going to be things about the detention barn. Were the stalls tighter?
Here's the deal, Daddy. They're going to be talking about stuff that the general race fan, general sports fan, they're not going to understand what they're talking about. It'd be like trying to explain something to me about taking Indianapolis 500, taking the car in and inspecting it and telling me, I don't know. I don't know what the Indy 500 car is supposed to be doing. I just know it's going to go around the track and somebody's going to win the 500-mile race. That's what's going to kill this. And it's going to hurt the sport. I don't know if it's going to hurt it. It's not going to be able to help it take the step back into where it needs to be.
It's not going to be the promotion they were looking for. They're looking for the Triple Crown winner to talk about.
They're talking about it all morning on news programs. When it makes the news, then it helps your sport if it's in a positive light. And unfortunately, it'll make the news again tonight.
In negative light.
And it just, I don't know if it's negative, but it's not positive. It kills the race tomorrow.
But it sure as hell isn't tendonitis.
No, and anyway, out with a leg injury. Gino says it's a tendon and thinks that might be it for all. Have another in the career. Put it out to stud. Here we go. If you would like to vote on our ESPN Superstation poll question yesterday, if you were a Seattle sports fan, would you be rooting for or against the Thunder? And, of course, Seattle Supersonics became the Oklahoma City Thunder. 57% for, 43% against. This weekend, what are you most looking for? What are you most looking forward to watching this weekend? Vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here's a whole bunch. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup. Playoffs, Game 7, Celtics Heat. French Open Finals. The Belmont. European Soccer. Interleague Baseball. Manny Pacquiao versus Timothy Bradley. I still want to watch the Belmont. I won't be able to watch it live tomorrow because of other commitments with the Hall of Fame wrestling banquet going on and some All-Star games.
I'll take Game 7, I guess.
I want to see Heat beat the Celtics. And by the way, I just want to say this. Heat beat the Celtics. Ha, 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 ha. LeBron stinks. Oh, boy. Where are you people today? Hey, Celtic fan, feel that. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Senior executive in charge of the Big Ten Network, Big Ten analyst, senior analyst Tom Dienhart joins us after this.
The Faces Rally is back. Hop on your bike and head to Upland, Nebraska, just south of Minden, for the annual Faces Rally motorcycle event. Events being held during the rally include a fun run, bike show, bike games, hog roast, band vendors, and other activities. Plus, the rally is focused on raising money and awareness for the National Cranial Facial Association. Find more information about registration at facesrally.org. The annual Faces Rally in Upland, June 8th through the 10th.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Father's Day is here. Sometimes you struggle. What do I get Dad? How about a gift he'll love? The Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler, created especially for Father's Day by 1-800-Flowers. A reusable mini cooler overflowing with sweet and savory snacks, a sleeve of 3 golf balls and more. A perfect gift for the sudden snack attack on the golf course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners $10 off this gift basket. Order the Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler. $29.99. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a set of $3,000 custom-made golf clubs. Order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right corner, and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Contest void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes and Saturday, June 16th, 2012. For rules and details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/dad.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 89 as south winds increase to 12 to 25. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low at 65 with south winds 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley. Right now it's 75.
Got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. This comes from Scott from Wilcox. Do you think NASCAR is a joke? This is the biggest farce in a decade. He can't run because he kicked a bucket. Give me a break. Scott from Wilcox. He didn't kick the bucket. He kicked a bucket. I'm not even sure that's what the injury was. Gino did mention that. I can't imagine he was injured that bad from kicking a bucket. Okay, now I don't know. I mean, Gino did say that, and you're right, Scott. You're right.
The only thing we know is the early reports of tendonitis. Certainly the horse that has tendonitis has an opportunity down, you know, to automatically say, well, we don't look like this horse is going to run again, like, ever again. That certainly doesn't look like tendonitis, too. I don't think anybody that envisions anybody in sports, tendonitis is something I think that can be healed with some rest or whatever you do to tendonitis. They got the world's best doctors, world's best veterinarians on these horses and these animals out there. It's one of those things that you just wonder, shake your head about. If he didn't like those surroundings, I don't know. Maybe the East Coast, you know, you can't. That's the thing about horse racing. Not every horse shows up and can run on every track. Not every horse shows up and is comfortable on every racing surface they go to. When you win the Santa Anita Derby, it's one of those deals. Okay, that's synthetic track. When you win the Kentucky Derby, that's dirt. When you get a Pimlico, you're back on the dirt. And if I screw one of those is off of dirt and back to, I mean, then you go to Belmont. It's another surface.
Daddy, so, I want to make you feel better. I want to calm you down.
Well, it just sucks.
It's grilling season.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
Father's Day right around the corner. Food for you. Although you're not a father, maybe your puppies will bring you a gift card or some juicy steaks from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, right here on Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore. Get your dad what he really wants, Troutman Quality Meats. At Troutman's, they can package a gift just the way you ask. Maybe you put a little steak, little snack stick, summer sausage, and turkey in one thing. You put together whatever dad likes, or you just get him a gift card. Troutman's gift card is always the perfect gift. At Troutman's, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. It's USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef because their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Stop by and see them today. They're open 6 days a week for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Tom Dienhart from the Big Ten Network, graciously giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's been keeping busy doing the radio circuit almost every day. And Tom, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How are you?
Doing outstanding. Just made my reservations for the Big Ten Media Days in July, so that means, of course, one thing and one thing only. We're, of course, a step closer this season.
Well, now, earlier in the week, you're debating on Twitter and all over the place. Who's going to win this passing title or throw for the most touchdowns in the Big Ten? Did that catch fire? A lot of interest in that already in early June.
Yeah, you know what, people, there's always a voracious appetite in the off season. You guys know that. People want football, they miss it, they want to talk about it, discuss it, analyze it, and of course everybody's 0-0 right now, filled with optimism, filled with wide-eyed enthusiasm, thinking, of course, their team and their players are the best in the nation. So, yeah, there is, like I said, a crazy appetite, and yeah, a lot of interest in these subjects, and you know, on the subject of quarterbacks in particular, you look around the Big Ten guys, and there's not a lot of great, quote-unquote, classic passers. A lot of good dual-threat quarterbacks. But, again, if you're looking for, like, that guy's going to drop back, be a big-time NFL prospect, at least on the surface, doesn't look like there's many. I think James Vandenberg at Iowa, at least coming into the year, may be the best, quote-unquote, pure passer in the conference.
Give us, because this will come out, it'll come through an email, it'll come through a text, it'll come through a Facebook post. Give me your thoughts on Taylor Martinez right now.
Yeah, you know, we've heard and read about him working with what his quarterback guru out in California, trying to improve his footwork so it becomes a better passer, a more accurate passer, and we'll see. We all know the pressure's on that offense to pass the ball better, and Lord knows Martinez is going to have some awfully good receivers to throw to. Great tight end tandem, and of course he can stick the ball Rex Burkhead's gut. So he's got a lot of weapons to work with here. And if he can pass the ball better, that's going to make Burkhead's life a lot easier and make that offense, I think, a pretty gosh darn difficult one to stop this fall.
You know, that's something I think Husker fans out there that haven't taken a liking. I think Husker fans are about 50-50 on whether they give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to Taylor Martinez. But I'll tell you what, Tom, I think he's won a lot of people over this offseason just showing his work ethic and going out of his way to do some extra things. And you can't fault the kid for trying, damn it.
No, that's all you can ask of anybody in life is to try to maximize their skills and their potential. And to work hard, and like you said, it sure looks like Martinez is doing all of those things in order to become a more well-rounded quarterback. We all know about the running ability and how he can make plays with his feet. But again, it's just that aspect of passing the ball that's been eluding him. You know what? 2001, I saw Eric Crouch play a few times. He wasn't the prettiest passer in the world, but again, he won the Heisman Trophy. So we all know he could be a tremendous college football quarterback and not be a beautiful passer, too.
We're talking with Tom Dienhart, Big Ten Network senior analyst, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tom, the main reason I wanted to have you on at this time of the season was we're done now with Nebraska's first year in the Big Ten Conference. We've been asking a lot of analysts over the last month, especially since baseball wrapped up for the Huskers, what their impressions were of Nebraska's first year in the Big Ten. I want to ask you the same. Nebraska's impression overall, not just football, but everything, and how it has affected the Big Ten Conference and how it has affected Nebraska being in this conference.
Yeah, hard to believe 1 year has passed. Right, was July 1st last year, became official. And overall, I think the impression's got to be positive, doesn't it? I mean, I can't speak for every sport that Nebraska competes in and how it affected the Big Ten. But obviously, the big two football-wise, they were right there in the Legends Division. I think they were the one glaring need I think Nebraska still needs defensively is maybe a little bit more physical and a little bit bigger on that side of the ball. In the Big 12, of course, they saw so many spread offenses. You had to be a little bit more athletic and nimble, especially on the back end, to deal with those spread offenses and multiple wide receiver sets. Again, personnel-wise, I think they're still trying to catch up a little bit there, particularly at linebacker. But again, it's still a pretty decent debut for Bo Pelini's crew. That Legends Division is awfully tough. And, you know, basketball-wise, I don't think anybody expected Nebraska to come in and set the world on fire. They were a senior-dominated team. If not for the injuries, I think, to some of the big guys, maybe they would have played a little bit better, but they started suffering injuries on the interior. Was it Jorge Bryan-Diaz, and they got hurt for a while? I think that really hurt them and put Doc Sadler's crew behind the eight ball. But again, you got to like what Tim Miles is doing so far. You love the facilities. Hear so much about that practice facility, the locker rooms, and of course, a new arena being erected. So the future looks bright basketball-wise for Nebraska, too.
Tom, a couple other things out there. Again, we always learn something new. The Medal of Honor was handed out. Two track and field athletes from Nebraska received that. It is one of the highest and most prestigious awards you can get. I know there was some, when Nebraska was in the Big 12, there was academic scholarships. It was obviously a different name. Can you fill us in on what receiving this Big Ten Medal of Honor and the kind of honor that is?
Well, it's tremendous. The total embodiment of the student athlete. I think it's the epitome in probably what most athletes, they don't know about it when they arrive on campus, but once they get acclimated to competing in the Big Ten, learn about the award and the honor and the achievement of what it stands for, I think it becomes something a lot of these men and women strive for. So it's a great, great feat to hang your hat on. So, again, hats off to all the recipients. And, again, it's something Nebraska fans, too, will become more and more acclimated with the longer they're in the conference, and make really what it means.
Also, there's an article that I think a lot of folks are going to be following along here as they find out about it. Matt Hayes of the Sporting News has written a story about Penn State coach Bill O'Brien and his young son who has some health problems. Talk about what Penn State and Bill O'Brien, we've had this discussion. It's not like they had bad football players. These allegations were all from years ago and not affecting these kids, and it's not like they don't have talent. Fill the folks a little bit more in, as much as you can, on Bill O'Brien.
Well, he's disabled, and just how it really the dealing with that type of stuff for him and his wife each day, that really kind of keeps life in perspective. And this is a guy who said had had to learn how to prioritize things in his life and overcome a lot of adversity. So you sort of take some of the things he's had to walk through as a father and couple that with some of the challenges he's facing at Penn State that you alluded to. You know, maybe this isn't an impossible situation for a guy like Bill O'Brien to overcome.
Tom, we've got to ask about the playoff situation. It looks like college football is going to. Jim Delaney and Nebraska fans, we'll be first ones to admit, we don't understand the relationship with the Rose Bowl and the awe factor or whatever it presents for every other school in the Big Ten. We don't understand why the granddaddy of them all is the granddaddy of them all.
Outside of the paycheck.
Outside the paycheck. That's fine. Does he speak for the everybody in the Big Ten, or are those him and Harvey Perlman getting together? Because to tie that into a bowl game seems ludicrous to everybody else.
Hey, I'm scratching my head as hard and as fast as you guys are too, and as hard and as fast as a lot of people across the country. And I'm a guy who grew up in the Midwest, in the heart of Big Ten country, went to a Big Ten university, been around it my whole life. But I'm like you guys. Even though I've been indoctrinated in this and quote-unquote brainwashed, I still don't see the appeal in why you should put this much emphasis on letting one bowl game dictate, how you're going to construct a four-team playoff. Maybe this was all some rhetoric setting up some upcoming meetings between all the conference commissioners there this month as they start to discuss details of a playoff. I don't know. But, again, for Delaney and Perlman to come out and to say they're happy with the status quo, first of all, I thought, well, again, maybe they're setting something up. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I couldn't believe anybody would embrace the current system that we have. Now, they say, well, if that's not good enough, then we want a plus one. Why would you? I mean, this doesn't make any sense why you would want these things when you have a potential of 14 playoffs sitting there. So but I think they probably realize the 14 playoff is coming. They're just maybe trying to get out there what their views are, what they would prefer, and trying to show everybody, look, we've given up these things. Why should we give up more? So maybe there's some logic to their comments. So back to the Rose Bowl. Again, I'm not sure. It's a great event. But, again, the more I think about these bowl games, guys, why do we have them? And, you know, let me just throw a quick scenario at you. I don't want to get off a tangent. But let's go ahead and say let's get rid of March Madness for basketball, okay? Let's just pair the number one team versus the number two team, have them go play a championship game in New Orleans, and then let's take the next 70 teams and just set up random games across the country and have those guys play a game. Does that sound like a good idea?
No, yeah, it's
Butler would love that. Butler would just love to see that.
That's college football. College football.
You're exactly right. That idea sucks, and so does the BCS. So blow the damn thing up and fix it.
College football. Why? I mean, they would talk about the experience of the student athlete, how the student athlete wants that bowl experience. How many times you sit down and watch a bowl game and you hear the announcers going, I don't know if this team even really wants to be here, guys. I'm totally disappointed. If you're telling me they want to go to El Paso, Texas, have a pie-eating contest, go visit some historical monuments, and we'll play a game they don't want to play, that's great.
Oh, that is.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but, I mean, I love traditions, guys, but I don't think tradition should ever get in the way of progress. And to cling to these bowl games just for tradition's sake, nobody can give me a logical argument outside of the bogus one about the student-athlete experience. No one can give me a logical argument to keep these bowl games.
There's one person out there, it's my buddy Lumpy, that loves the BCS, and he's the smartest man alive. Just ask him. So, I mean, he's the only one out there. I know of one person. And other than that, everybody is just shaking their head.
Think about every other sport we watch, NBA, NHL, baseball, NFL, even tennis. It's all set up like a playoff. But then there's college football. It's just bizarre. If you were to drop somebody in from the outside and try to have them make sense of this, they would shake their head. Why does this sport do their postseason like this? It makes no sense.
And I'm watching Stony Brook trying to make it to the College World Series in Omaha as we're talking about this.
I like a tune, and they wring their hands about, I don't know if these guys could play 15 games in a year. Well, they do it in Wisconsin Whitewater. They do it at Chadron State in the Division II playoffs, Division III playoffs. How can those poor slobs, they're on scholarship, don't have a training table, don't have an army of tutors to help them with classes? How do those guys manage to play 15 games in a full-blown playoff?
Oh, that is outstanding stuff.
Oh, I'm on again. I can't figure it out.
Tommy, anytime that you need Big Daddy to come on set of the Big Ten Network to discuss this with you, he is. We'll get him out there. So that's great stuff. We'll let you get moving on because I know you're keeping busy, and we'll see you in Chicago, buddy.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Tom Dienhart, Big Ten Senior Analyst, Big Ten Network.
I'm going to go back.
He's even more on board than you are.
Well, you know what? I'll go back to one of my favorite movies of all time, Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack 1 was on this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when the attorney's on the table with the baseball bat knocking stuff around, that's what I'd be like if I got on the set of the Big Ten Network. I'd love to come across a table at Jim Delaney. He can't seriously believe what status quo's. What? Ah! Whatever. It's just one of those, you shake it. If somebody really believes that, get the screwdriver set out, because there's a lot of screws with a lot of different ends on them need to be tightened.
And you know, let's get this on record. Your perfect scenario is what?
Well, it's a playoff of some sort.
No. I mean, of some sort. Daddy gets to decide what happens in 2014. What happens?
The bowl system's gone, or if you're going to keep the bowl system,
you've got... How are we deciding the national champion in 2014? That gives you 2 years. That should be plenty of time to get everything organized.
You've got 16 teams. 16 teams qualify.
So you got to win four more games to win the national championship over a span of...
Well, you'd have to get rid of two non-conference games. You're not going to play 17 games.
So teams that are 6-6 like Kansas can only play 10 games because of the chance that they're going to get into a bowl game or get into the top 16 of the nation.
There's some logistical things you got to work out. I mean, I'm just saying the bowl system sucks as we know it. Everybody knows that.
Stony Brook 2, LSU nothing in the top of the second inning. Folks, time for our T&L Husker Recruiting Report. Part of that, talking with Tom Dienhart, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with T&L, the choice is simple. T&L, find out how easy the choice is. T&L Systems provide a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that work. Nebraska has some of their power camps going on this week. They've got some more names out there. Nobody is signed this week. Dominic Walker is a name you might want to try and keep an eye on. Also, Javion Browning was at Nebraska camp this week. He's one of the top running backs in Kansas City. But right now it's kind of quiet. I think Coach Pelini's maybe getting his golf clubs out because I think next week they've got a big get-together in Omaha. Husker legends are getting together. Grant Wistrom's tournament's in a couple of weeks. June's about the only time these guys have to semi-relax.
Yeah, and then...
Because then July gets here, they're getting ready for the season, they're getting ready for practice, and they have to be ready to go when they're headed to Chicago for media days, because when they come back, practice begins.
Like, maybe you wouldn't have to shorten the football season, because when these teams go and play extra games like that, Kansas isn't playing football. Their season's over. You know, all these athletes missing classes. When you're down to those final four teams, there's only four teams' kids missing classes.
That's four. But you got to start somewhere. That's why I'm trying to pin you down just a little bit.
It's got to be a play. Everybody else does it.
If everybody jumped off a bridge, Tony, would you do it too?
If it was involved a bowl system, yes, I would.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little All-Star, and we'll talk a little wrestling. And again, the big story this hour, All Have Another has scratched from the Belmont due to a leg injury. Back after this.
This Father's Day, the Home Depot has the Ryobi 4-Piece 18-Volt Super Combo Kit for just $99, a value of over $220. That gets Dad a set of cordless tools that includes a drill, two saws, a flashlight, and two rechargeable batteries. Give Dad the gift of doing at the lowest price of the year with a Ryobi Super Combo Kit, now just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Doug Gottlieb, but I'm here with Wendell Middlebrooks discussing the three essentials to enjoying an MLB game.
You've got to have hot dogs and home runs, and you've got to have the High Life.
Now, we also want to remind you that every Miller High Life bottle cap returned to us, we will be donating 10 cents towards giving returning veterans a piece of the High Life.
Just return every specially marked Miller High Life bottle cap and can tab, and we'll reward our nation's veterans with their own High Life experience.
Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more details, visit MillerHighLife.com.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 89 as south winds increase to 12 to 25. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight, a low at 65 with south winds 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 75.
One of these days, some truck's going to be driving down Highway 30 in front of our studio. And this chair is going to be in front of it. I'm just telling you. Doug and Daddy's show. Folks, don't forget the 11th annual Faces Rally begins today and runs through the weekend in Upland, a great organization for children and young adults with facial birth defects. The Classic Hits prize machine will be there later this afternoon. Skip Barry on hand in Upland. They're giving $1,000 in cash and prizes for their fun run. They've got the Mayor's Choice Show and Shine going on Saturday morning. The bike games for the kids, bands tonight and tomorrow. It's all kinds of fun for kids, adults. There's vendors. That means food, Daddy. Music, the fun run, the bikes, the games. It's all right there. Come out, help everybody out, have a good time. If you're going to have a good time, it's nice to be able to help people. And that's what they're doing at the 11th annual Faces Rally. Begins today, runs through Sunday in Upland.
Singing music means dancing. That's where I'd be, right in the middle of all the action.
Yeah, this is your type of year too, shirt off.
Yeah, wind's blowing 40 mile an hour. Oh,
folks, we got all kinds of all-star action going on today and tomorrow. The Shrine Soccer Classic in Hastings. The parade is at 10 a.m. downtown tomorrow. The girls' game will be at noon. The boys' game is at 2. Tonight, the Pinnacle Agency Central Nebraska All-Star Game will be going on at Grand Island Central Catholic. The girls will play at 6, the boys at 8. Quite a few of those kids will also be in the New West All-Star Classic tomorrow for basketball. Today, it's volleyball at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. It benefits the Nebraska Kidney Association, and it's the Southwest versus the Lou Platt Conference, the Fort Kearney versus the Twin Valley Conference. Volleyball begins today at 4. I'll be down there. Come down, say hi. Come out, watch some great, great volleyball. I mean, I'll just tell you this. If you haven't seen the Biltoff girl from Lawrence Nelson, she's scheduled to be there today. She's amazing. You already probably know about the Southwest Conference kids if you're from the Minden area and the Lou Platt and maybe the Fort Kearney, but great talent. They'll play 3 volleyball matches tonight. Then tomorrow, the basketball gets going at 12 noon. Southwest plays the Lou Platt first in the doubleheader, and then the Fort Kearney and Twin Valley will play after that. And also going on this weekend, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, 1 o'clock, Grand Island Senior High tomorrow. And coaching the West out of Ralston is Jason Fink, along with a host of others, and a lot of the kids from our listening area are on the West, a couple on the East as well. And Jason joins us now on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, you bet, you guys. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate the coverage you guys are giving us.
We have talked about this every year that this duel has went on, and it's now settled in Grand Island. But this would seem to be the hardest all-star get-together to get ready for, because the kids do have to maintain some kind of weight when they haven't had to do that since March or February, I guess we should say, when they were at the state tournament. And they're only going to wrestle one, and in a couple of cases, they might have to wrestle two duels. You're not out there for a four-quarter football game or basketball game. What's the what's the team shape looking like going into tomorrow?
Hey, you know, really, you know, 5-6 years ago, it might have been the case, but, you know, you look at our rosters, both the East and the West, and you look at the amount of kids that are going to be doing stuff in the fall here. You know, these kids have come in really great shape for the most part. You know, obviously, it's not true wrestling shape, but, you know, all these kids, and I think 80% of the kids that we've got on our rosters, they're going to be either playing football, playing baseball. A lot of them are going to wrestle. You know, so they're right in their mid-season, you know, the off-season workouts that they've got going on, whether it's through their colleges that they've got stuff set up with already, you know, or they're just practicing, you know, working out in their high school gyms just like they've done for years and years, getting ready to go. So, you know, shape-wise, these kids have, you know, and they've done a great job. We got done with our last workout here this morning, and, you know, they really felt pretty good about it after they were done and everything. In fact, we're right in the middle of our community service projects. We got four groups in four different places helping out Hope Valley here in Grand Island with a bunch of activities and things here. We've got another group over at the local YWCA doing some things there. We've got another group loading up a bunch of food over at Skagway to bring over here to Hope Valley. And then we got another group that's actually getting a house load of furniture to bring over here that they can make for donations and stuff. So this is something that the kids look forward to, you know, big part of it, you know, is, you know, helping out the community and getting, you know, a reputation that, you know, we're not just here to wrestle, but we're also here to help out the community when we can too. So a lot of fun.
You look down these rosters, and obviously at this level, there's some awfully talented kids. But when you talk Jed Finsky, Mike Schaff, Andrew Reedy, I'm leaving out Christian Berry, because those guys were all finalists for the World Herald Athlete of the Year finalists. They're all on your team. They're all on your team. And so then you expand from there.
Hey, we're due. We are due. I mean, and I had to laugh when you guys said you gave me. I got the email the other day from you guys saying, and I'm like, hell, I'm a guy that's really more on the east side of things. The furthest west I get every year is Crete, but it's such an appreciation to come out here. I was a local farm kid growing up anyway, so I have a great appreciation for these kids coming in and working their tails off. But like you said, I mean, we go. You know, even the East Coast are actually calling basically 41 through 57 kind of murder's row for those guys, because they're not looking forward to seeing what the West has got for them. So, and we're excited about it because we're long overdue. We've lost the last 6 years, and we've made a point to our kids to let them know that, you know, we have lost the last six, and this is the group that's going to get us over the hump. So, and they've taken that challenge on and have had a lot of fun with it too.
We're talking with Ralston Wrestling Coach Jason Fink here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, coaching the West in tomorrow's All-Star Duel, beginning at 1 at Grand Island Senior High. You touched on those middleweights. On paper, you look at the other side. Where's the matchups you just can't wait to see?
Well, you got the bowling kid, you know, and that's kind of where that line, you know, you think he'd be a West kid, but he's actually on the east side. And you got, I think, the McGrath kid is going to match up from Ralston Products, going to match up with the Summers kid, and you go to the upper weights there a little bit. It's kind of interesting in the fact that we're a little weak in some places where they're strong, and then we're really good in some places where, you know, they don't match up as well. And then, you know, then you get in the big guys with Schaff and those guys, and, you know, when you're as a dual coach and that sort of thing, you always like to end those duels with those big heavyweights, and we couldn't ask in two better ones with a kid from Columbus, Leon, and Schaff, because those boys, they get after it, and they're so darn athletic.
I heard at the Shrine Bowl, Schaff was in a pool. They're screwing around. It took six guys to dunk him. They could not get his head underwater. The fourth guy piled on. The fifth guy came. The sixth guy. Have you been in a pool? Have you witnessed that?
Just watching him roll around with these kids in the room and stuff, and he knows that he's kind of the lead dog, the top dog, and he plays around with these kids. But yeah, you know. And then we were waiting to get into the wrestling yesterday, and then they get into the basketball gymnasium there, and they start throwing the basketball around, and, you know, Schaff's sitting there dunking the ball and tossing it around, and you're just like, look at the athleticism that kid has is just scary.
Sweet. Sweet.
It is. Sweet. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and And like I said, we're working these kids to make sure that they're excited about what's going to be happening and going on. Last night we've had, you know, some competitions going on. The first night we were out bowling with the kids, and it was East versus West, and it must be something where the fact that, you know, there must just be more bowling alleys out East, and and the fact that they kind of took it to us, they took it to the West a little bit. Even the East coaches took it to us West coaches a little bit, but we had a little redemption, you know, yesterday. We were out on the shooting range, which is more of the forte of the West guys, and we really took it to them. Even Coach Trampy, he was actually the high scorer on the Blue Rock range, shooting 21 out of 25 Blue Rock.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah. So next time you talk to him, you'll have to give him some grief about that, because he was like, last year I think he shot around 12 or 13, and then, I mean, I thought he was going to start shooting from his hip and, you know, start doing some acrobatic stuff. It was hilarious.
Well, I'm just glad to see he showed, you know, a little, you know, maturity after the night before in the bowling when they put the bumpers up when he bowled. So, you know, it's just...
No, actually, you ever seen those little kiddie deals where they set the bowling ball on and they just let it roll off? That would have been pretty close to what Coach was dealing with at that time.
You know, this whole deal is fun, but I know you instill the winning in the kids because that winning bonus is so much greater for the coaches than the losing.
Well, it's like exactly. You're exactly right. After we won four matches last year, we were like, you know what? Hey, it was fun last year, but a little more business-like this year. And with the group of guys that we've got, you know, and that's the thing about it. You know, you work with your kids day in and day out, and you try to instill, you know, the same stuff that every one of these kids bring to the room. And it's just like, hey, I just want to coach these kids down. Just get out of their way, let them do their thing, and have a lot of fun while you're doing it. So,
well, Jason, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have fun tomorrow. Congratulations, good luck, and we'll see you later tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Jason Fink, Ralston coach. He's also coaching the West All-Stars tomorrow. Here's a lot of the talent. Seth Nels, Kearney, Christian Berry, Adams Central, Andrew Reedy, Grand Island, Tanner Tobenheim, Amherst, I'm going by weight, Blake Fruchtel, Northwest, Jed Fenske, Sergeant Burwell, Wyatt Shockey, Amherst, Brett Mahler, Sergeant Burwell, and Michael Schaff from Cambridge. They're all on the West. East, Connor Bowling of Central City and Derek Bailey of Sutton are about the only kids outside of the metro area. Later, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. We talked to Brad Vering earlier this week. Also going in to the Hall of Fame will be Denny Kozad along with Phil Hoyt. Dave Chacon is going in. A coach, Tony Horacek, is going in from Aquinas. Syracuse's Rod Powell is going in. A contributor, Wes Tonagis of York, will be going in. Also, Fred Hall of Lincoln. And they will be also talking with Coach Kenny Loosefelt of Madison. Senior Guy Mitty Award winners for the Outstanding Senior Wrestler, Andrew Reedy in Class A of Grand Island, Thomas Gilman of Omaha Scutt in B, Aaron Studebaker of Raymond Central in C, Eric Sofel of Howells in D. Then the Senior Scholarship Award, Andrew Reedy gets that in Class A, Connor Bowling of Central City in B, Studebaker of Raymond Central in C, and Isaac Elge, who's wrestling tomorrow, of Nebraska Christian, gets it in D. They'll also be honoring officials, Family of the Year. Some Distinguished Service Awards are going to be handed out to the announcers for the state wrestling meet, all four of them, including our buddy Jim Garfield and Chuck Larson. Can't wait to see them tomorrow. That's a suit and tie event, guys. Could you maybe, especially you, Larson, go get something? see if you can get somebody to tie that tie for you. I have the honor of being the MC for the banquet tomorrow, so looking forward to that. Lunchtime, folks, today, anytime you, the kids, you love putting those deli sandwiches together, maybe a cup of soup, maybe a little salad, maybe a cookie or a fruit cup to go along with it. Big Deli's has it for you. Two locations in Hastings. They're home of the bazillion sandwiches, and they've got a bazillion more in Kearney. Stop by and see them today for the large meal deal. And coming up here, we're going to be giving away a whole bunch of meal deals to Big Deli's Deli because it's summertime, and we want people to be happy. And you know what? It's kind of been a hard week for a lot of folks around central Nebraska for a variety of reasons, whether you're sweating and toiling, getting out of school, whether you're taking the kids to camp, whether you're going to these all-star games, or whether you have went through some tragedies like we've had here too many of in Grand Island with the train incident here a couple of days ago with the Broken Bow school van crash 1 week ago today. So we're going to make some people happy, give some things away here as we move on. And Daddy, I also want to throw this out. I checked. Yes, we are having the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest again this year. It is July the 13th at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. We had a full house last year, and we'll be giving you more details on that. Right now, we need to take a break. We're back after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put parts on sale. Oh, no. We flooded our store with deals on the products you need. Now, save $2 on each Autolite Iridium spark plug you buy after mail-in rebate. A value up to $16. Just one of the unbeatable deals right now. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Yeah, let that soak in. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Yeah. Ha ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Eastern Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. The Miami Heat roll in Boston and survive an elimination Game 6.
Over to James, who cocked it back and rocked it with a two-hand jam.
Now we head to Game 7 with a trip to the NBA Finals on the line.
Good. Paul Pierce with a killer three
in your face.
Pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7:30. Saturday night, Heat and Celtics on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Carry on my wayward son.
Duck and Daddy Show. As soon as we get out of here, I'm going to get my car Mopar Quick Lube out at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. It needs a little oil change to get me into the weekend, to get going every place I'm going. I'm heading out there. You should do it too. In and out, 30 minutes, $30 or less. And if you check out some of the deals they've got for you online, you may even save a little bit more money. ThinkMidway.com, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, sending you into the weekend. Again, I'm amazed. I can't drive anywhere without seeing Midway tags everywhere I go. People just being happy, happy, happy by dealing with the folks at the Midway Auto Dealership. Daddy, are you happy that the Southern Miss game is going to kick off at 2:30 and the Arkansas State game is going to kick off at 11 for the Huskers?
Well, 1 at 2 ain't bad. Can't wait. 2:30's all right.
11 a.m. Crap. That means you got to have some home night games in September, and it won't be Idaho State. I mean, we all know that'll be on the Big Ten Network, so that won't be a night game. So I guess Wisconsin, when they come in, Wisconsin on the 29th, probably the first night game for the Huskers at UCLA, whatever that is, but it's not home, obviously.
Yeah.
Nebraska Danger, home tomorrow night, their final home game of the season. Travell Dalognev wins it for the United States last night. Jordan Burroughs, he was on the Today Show today. He was on CNN. He's been up all morning. I think they had, there was some act that everybody was getting ready for in Times Square this morning and kind of drowned out poor Jordan Burroughs. But you can check it out online. Check out the NBC Today Show. A couple, three questions there for Jordan Burroughs. Both won yesterday. Nebraska wrestling team gets to go to Grapple at the Garden. College wrestling at Madison Square Garden this December. They're one of nine teams to do that. And I think... anything else, Daddy?
Well, a little scoring update. In the top of the third, Stony Brook continues to lead LSU 2-0. They just put a stat up that said the LSU pitcher, 63 pitches, I believe, right now, without an out recorded in the third. So that's your number one gun.
That's your freshman. Okay, they went with the freshman. Okay. As Ben Love told us yesterday, Stony Brook didn't go with their ace, apparently. And so that might be something to watch. Could be a huge game tomorrow if LSU tried to sneak by today. I'll have another scratch from the Belmont. There will be no Triple Crown winner. If you're watching the French Open on NBC, it's an hour behind. If you've got it on your Dish Network, it's not, or your DirecTV. Novak Djokovic has won the first two sets from Roger Federer, and he's up 5-2 in the third. Rafael Nadal crushed David Ferrer, 6-2, 6-2, 6-1. Thanks to Tom Dean Hart from the Big Ten Network, Gina McCullough of the TVG Horse Racing Network, and Jason Kirk Ralston wrestling coach. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing, Daddy. We'll see you on Monday.
All right, take care, folks. Be safe. Bye for now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.